Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We are pleased to bring you the New York City Neighborhood Library Awards from the Charles H. Revson Foundation in association with the Brian Lehrer Show. Five outstanding New York City community libraries will each win a cash prize of $10,000. And we are inviting you to nominate your library if you think it deserves one of these prizes. The judges have a big task ahead of them, so go ahead and make it even harder by adding your nomination. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to find the nomination form. We are in the final week of nominations, so hurry up and make the case for why your branch library should win. The deadline is July 1st for nominating your branch. And in the meantime, we've been profiling a few of the many services offered by our local library systems. And today we're taking a look at programs and facilities dedicated to offering career and business support. I'm joined now by Kristen McDonough, director of the New York Public Library Science, Industry, and Business Library. She's here with Robin Saunders, who is a career coach at the Career and Education Information Service at the Bronx Library Center. We've also got Jesse Montero, coordinator of information services at the Shelby White, and Leon Levy, information commons in the central branch of the Brooklyn Public Library. So welcome all of you to WNYC today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
Thanks, Brian.
Great to be here.
And before we get into the services offered within each of your programs, I want to get your reaction to what I think was some very good news for you yesterday in the city budget agreement announced by Mayor Bloomberg and City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. Let's hear a few seconds of what each of them had to say about funding for the libraries.
City support for public libraries and cultural institutions will also remain essentially the same as it is in the current fiscal year, and that means that libraries will be able to remain open on average more than 5 days a week, just as they are now.
We also ensured that all of our libraries, which serve really as neighborhood community centers, remain open and continuing operating at existing levels. I have great hope that we will be able to expand the hours of our libraries in the near future. But at a minimum, we weren't going to allow their operations, thank you, Jimmy, their operating hours to decrease.
Christine Quinn, Mayor Bloomberg. So the New York Public Library, Kristen, was facing cuts of up to $47 million. When Speaker Quinn was on the show last week, she did not deny that there was a possibility that 60 out of the 200-plus branches would be closed. Apparently none of them will be closed. Did the library system dodge a bullet here?
We're delighted, thrilled by the collective action of the mayor and the city council and the hundreds of thousands of patrons who wrote letters of support. So we're delighted, thrilled, cautiously optimistic. We look forward to working with the city to keep our libraries open and our programs strong and thriving.
All right. Robin Saunders, as a career coach at the Career and Education Information Service at the Bronx Library Center, what do you do?
Thank you so much, first, for having me. I'm a career coach over at the Bronx Library Center, of course. And what I do is I kind of help patrons rethink how to do this job search thing. A lot of them are transitioning from unemployment and other social issues. And so what it is that I do is I kind of coach them. I become a partner with them to help guide them on their road to employment.
Why is that a public library function? That's different from what people would traditionally think of that they go to do at the library, to take out books, to do research on a computer, et cetera.
Because when any of the patrons come in, initially one of their functions, I guess, is to pretty much do a job search. But it becomes important when you're observing a person and they're struggling and you try to say, listen, let me help you do this thing. And then what happens is they finally get a job. And so what happens is they wind up telling other people, and those folks they start to inform us about all the other issues that they may be experiencing or the fears. And so it becomes that important.
And I gather your program is only a little over a year old. Was it created in response to the recession?
I would believe so. I believe so. There were many candidates, like I said, especially primarily in the Bronx, that just did not know how to do this. And so one of the things that I wanted to do when I got there is kind of guide them, become their partner in this.
And Jesse Montero, Coordinator of Information Services at the Shelby White and Leon Levy Information Commons in the Central Branch of the Brooklyn Public Library. I see your program is also relatively new. What does the Information Commons offer to people with respect to jobs and their businesses?
Well, with the Info Commons, which opened about 5.5 months ago, we had the opportunity to create a space specifically designed for the services and resources we wanted to provide. And for us in Brooklyn, with our creative economy, that means a workspace for freelancers and telecommuters and job seekers. So we provide electrical outlets, abundant Wi-Fi for extended laptop use. We also have advanced iMac workstations with software like Photoshop, Illustrator, Final Cut, and Pro Tools so that people can teach themselves new skills or work on projects. We've got public meeting rooms where they can have study sessions and meeting groups. And where we can also host one-on-one job, business, and financial counseling services.
And so it sounds on one level like you provide the resources of an office for the officeless. So mm-hmm. freelancers have a better option than the coffee shop. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, well, the coffee shop's still good, but we provide them a really productive workspace where they can just get to work for long periods of time and be productive and be around other productive people.
Now, Kristen McDonough, Director of the New York Public Library Science, Industry, and Business Library. Of course, the big news surrounding your facility is that it's supposed to close and be folded in as part of the main branch, right?
And whenever the Central Library project is completed, probably 5 to 6 years from now.
Oh, it's going to be that long?
Yes, it is.
Because it was originally 2014, I think, right?
No, I don't think it was ever that early. No.
Yeah.
No.
And this has been a source of controversy. People have been complaining about that. Same thing with the Mid-Manhattan branch. So tell us why you think it's a good thing, if you think it's a good thing, for the services that you offer.
What we are doing over the next 5 or 6 years is to continue to strengthen and maybe even to expand the incredible services that we offer in the job search and small business arena. And as and if we do that, and we will, much of what we offer in the way of on-site advisory services, we have over 150 experts in the field of job search, entrepreneurship, and financial education who give one-on-one advisory at the library for free. There will be space for them in the new library. And more of what people do now in print will transform to an electronic version. We already offer over 200 commercial databases that don't take up a lot of space except for a workstation that help people do everything from create mailing lists to, again, find jobs. So my job is to ensure that our new services for immigrant entrepreneurs and for people transitioning from corporate, hanging out their own shingle, and for people who want to manage their personal finances, our job is to strengthen those services now and then integrate them into the new library.
And again, why does this fall to the library? Mm-hmm. Why isn't it the Economic Development Corporation or some such city agency rather than the library, which is a private not-for-profit that gets a lot of city funding, obviously, mm-hmm. having to help people start their businesses, run their businesses? Why is this a library function?
Well, in the literature, we're referred to as the third place. It's where people go outside of home and school. As more and more unaffiliated people come to the library because they don't have these resources at the corporation that they used to work at, for example, the libraries are a trusted place. They're neutral. People come to us 7 days a week. People come to us for their family needs, for their literacy needs, mm-hmm. for an inspiring place to play. So we extend and partner with the city, state, and federal agencies with whom we work. And it makes wonderful sense. And in addition to everything I just mentioned, the databases and the free space as they offer at Brooklyn, librarians are trained to curate and to vet resources. And I think when people are looking for opportunities in the job sphere beyond Monster.com, for example, libraries are the absolute most sensible place.
Let me sneak in one caller before we run out of time. Carol in Manhattan, you used to work in a similar program at the New York Public Library, and you're going to give us a little deep history here. We've got about 30 seconds for you.
Okay. I just wanted to say that the libraries have a history of working with people to help them find jobs. And I worked at a program called the Education Information Center in Central Harlem and the Learners Advisory Service, and we helped people transition from job training programs to work as well. And we ran career counseling workshops.
And so it's a long-standing library function. It's not a new thing. Mm-hmm. I understand, Robin, that you're going to have a job expo coming on July 17th. What will that entail?
Well, in actuality, what we're doing is a series of panels, and this is the journey towards the Job Expo, and the Job Expo is actually September the 18th.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're doing panel discussions and matching employers with possible candidates. And so over a period of 4 months, the employers get the opportunity to develop and build a relationship with the candidates. Currently, we're working with Dress for Success because we are trying to provide 100 women with suits, and we would like to extend it to 100 men.
Great. And Jesse, I'll give you the last word here in about 30 seconds. From what I read, the Info Commons at the Brooklyn Public Library Central Branch might be more geared toward creative fields like graphic design and filmmaking. Is that right?
Well, it's for everyone. We do offer those tools, but if you want to do things that are low-tech, too, there's all the amenities you might need. We do things like English conversation groups, which are completely non-tech if people want them to be in our meeting rooms. So it's for tech, but it's not necessary.
Jesse Montero from the Brooklyn Public Library, Robin Saunders from the Bronx Library Center of the NYPL, and Kristen McDonough, Director of the New York Public Library Science, Industry, and Business Library. Thank you all very much for coming on and sharing some of what you do. Hopefully now more people know about these things, because we know we have a lot of unemployed listeners, especially at this time of day, and can take more advantage of them. So thank you all very much
for
coming on.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And again, don't forget, everybody, you have until July 1st, next Monday, to nominate your branch library for one of the $10,000 cash awards that the Refson Foundation, in conjunction with our show, will be giving out later this year. Go and do it if you love your library.